1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Thousands of hotel workers are on strike. San Francisco union leader Lizzie Tapia.
We walked off the job because we're fed up. We're fed up with how management is disrespecting us every day in the hotels.
They're demanding higher pay, fair workloads, and pandemic cuts restored. Vice President Harris's running mate Tim Walz was in Milwaukee today rallying supporters on some of the election's key issues.
We, Vice President Harris, myself, and everyone here believes that you should be free to make your own health care decisions, not politicians. It's simple.
In Israel, tens of thousands have been protesting the Netanyahu government after the death of six more hostages in Gaza.
He's capable of resisting pressure. He's faced a massive pressure from the Biden administration. He's faced pressure from the families of the hostages and now on the streets.
That's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic running mate Tim Walz tells a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump is keen to enact so-called right-to-work laws that disadvantage workers.
It means the right to work for less money. It means the right to work in dangerous situations. It means the right to work with no pensions. That's what right to work means.
Press pool vans following Walz were involved in a crash on their way to the speech. A Harris campaign staffer reportedly suffered a broken arm. A reporter may have had a concussion. President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. He's expected to talk about the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. This is Civic Media News. An initiative called the United Vision Project connects people with conflicting political views. As Eric Tegedoff reports, the goal is to help heal the country's democracy.
The United Vision Project facilitates meaningful conversations between people with differing views. It started in 2020 and has since reached 500,000 people in 12 states. Nancy Pellegano says volunteers are trained in the authentic relational conversations technique.
I do not argue with people. I don't tell people they are wrong. I don't judge. I have a conversation. I listen.
Pellegano says she joined the project 4 years ago because of the divisive rhetoric she'd been hearing since Barack Obama's presidency. She wanted to learn what was dividing people and find a way to connect with them on a deeper level to help heal the country. The program has volunteers, but it also finds people who may be secluded, such as those in rural areas. Pellegano says many people simply don't feel heard. I'm Eric Tegedoff.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers' winning streak is over. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. It took 11 innings, but the Cincinnati Reds took down the Brewers 4-3 on Sunday thanks to a walk-off single. Still, the Brewers took 3 of 4 games from the Reds and stand 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Now, Milwaukee comes home to take on the St. Louis Cardinals on Monday afternoon in a 3-game series. The NFL season kicks off this week. The Green Bay Packers play the Philadelphia Eagles Friday night in Brazil. The Packers matchup has plenty of intrigue, as both teams have new defensive coordinators and running backs for this season. Wisconsin Badgers trailed early in the fourth quarter but got two late touchdowns to give the Badgers a 28-14 win over Western Michigan on Friday. Now the Badgers take on FCS foe South Dakota this Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium with a 2:30 kickoff. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games around the state right here on Civic Media. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, cool with a low in the upper 40s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high to the upper 70s and a touch breezy. Sunshine and a high in the low 80s Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms into Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Hello once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music. Very special day here today, everyone. We are celebrating our two-year anniversary on the air. And for that, I'd like to thank each and every one of you listeners out there. The support means the world to me. So, what are we going to be doing today? Well, the first show I ever did was The Names of Girls, A to Z. Then last year, as our first anniversary, I did another Girls' Names, A to Z. Well, it's high time that the guys got their chance, too. So, for this special second anniversary edition, join me, won't you? As we face the music together.
A man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? Be ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy.
Call me, yeah, call me, na-na-na. nasty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Couple of well-known tunes to start off the show today. You just heard Bobby Gentry, of course, with the Ode to Billy Joe. Have we ever figured out exactly what he tossed off the bridge? Well, I hope not. That would kind of ruin the mystery. And before that, from his epic album, Graceland, Paul Simon with You Can Call Me Al. Up next, we have a group that was basically the muse of a pair of young songwriters, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And they became the main vehicle for Lieber and Stoller's songs about juvenile life, concerns of teens, you know, that whole Chuck Berry idiom of early rock and roll. Well, they also added a great good sense of humor, which is included in this one. Here's the Coasters with Charlie Brown.
V-V-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get me.
is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yelling 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown.
Everybody always picking on me.
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spin balls? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. Clown, that Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see.
Why's everybody always picking on me? Everybody always picking on me.
Goes a lot farther than that. 100,000
so many things. I want to buy you things. Cause I want all the other girls to bug. My name is Mars, baby, and I dig you. And when I dig somebody, they stay dug. They stay dug, baby.
That was The Time, a group in the stable of Prince, featuring Maurice Day as the lead singer, with Donald Trump Black Version. That is indeed the title of the song. It was written way back in 1990 when Donald Trump was merely known as a wheeler dealer, real estate mogul type person. Still weird. Very weird. We need to take a break now, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back to Seth Faces the Music. We have an artist featured in both versions of Girls' Names, so it seemed appropriate to add him to this one as well. Apparently, he loves to write songs with people's names in them. That's coming up next right here on WFHR.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Fred sits alone at his desk in the dark. There's an awkward young shadow that waits in the hall. He has cleared all his things and he's put them in boxes. Things that remind him that life has been good. 25 years he's worked at the paper. A man's here to take him.
Thank you.
spits his paints out and goes to the basement, projecting some slides onto a plain white canvas and traces it, fills in the space as he turns off the slides. And it doesn't look right yet, and all of these bastards have taken his place. He's forgotten but not yet gone. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. And I'm sorry.
And that was Foo Fighters with Oh George. Before that, we started off the set with Ben Folds from his album Rockin' the Suburbs, Fred Jones, Part 2. Up next, we have a band we've featured many a time before. They're not a real band. I mean, they've got real musicians behind them, but the band itself is, well, basically a cartoon. But I tell you one thing, man, they can get really, really funky. As demonstrated in this next song, here's Gorillaz with Dirty Harry.
Yeah. with your old lady at the tilt. I got a 90-day stint and I'm filled with guilt from things done and seen. The water from a bottle, my drum, a canteen. At night I hear the shots ring, storm my life, sleep up. The cost of life seems to get cheaper. Out in the desert with a street sweeper. The war is over, so said the speaker. With the fight suit on, they only him, I'm just a pawn. So he can advance. Remember when they used to dance? Man, all I wanna do.
Stood so tall above me, his blue eyes they were shining, and his voice was very cold. He said, I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy, I must do as I've been told. So we started up the mountain, I was running, he was walking, and his axe was made of gold. The trees, they got much smaller, the lake, a lady's mirror. We stopped and drank some wine. Then he threw the bottle over, broke a minute later, and he put his hand. Built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder. He knew I would not hide. And you who build these altars now to sacrifice these children, you must not do it anymore. For a scheme is not a vision. Never have been tempted by a demon or a god. You stand above them now, your hatchets blunt and bloody. You were not there before. When I lay upon the mountain, my father's hand was trembling with the beauty. Call me brother now, forgive me if I inquire just according to whose plan. When it all comes down to dust, I will kill you if I must, I will help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you if I must, I will kill you if I can. Have mercy on our uniform, man of peace or man of war. The peacock spreads his fan.
Amsterdam Hilton. Talking in our beds for a week. The newspaper said, say what you're doing in bed. I said, we're only trying to get us some peace. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Saving up your money for a rainy day. Giving all your clothes to charity.
Quite possibly my all-time favorite Beatles song, The Ballad of John and Yoko. And before that, a haunting, terrific version of Leonard Cohen's Song of Isaac by the great Suzanne Vega. Break time once again, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we have a song that's based on a somewhat terrifying incident that happened to a famous news anchor back in the 1990s, which just goes to prove that anything can be a fodder for great songs. Stay tuned right here to WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans to reroute part of Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 in northern Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental concerns. The tribe's lawyer is Gussie Lord. She says it's not enough.
This reroute is not a solution. It's a full solution to the dangers of the current pipeline. In fact, it really extends the dangers of the pipeline and increases the threat of a devastating oil spill.
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early seasons for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common gallinule, all opened this weekend. The Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News. Abandoned farm fields could be the perfect place to generate wind or solar energy. Kathleen Shannon explains.
Roughly 30 million acres of croplands in the United States have been abandoned since the 1980s, according to a recent paper. Tyler Lark is one of the report authors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says some of these lands have been restored to natural ecosystems. Others could be the answer to big questions the country is facing about where to house increasing renewable energy development.
We ideally want to avoid our best and most productive ag lands, but we also don't want to encroach pristine or native ecosystems. And so formerly cropped lands might hit that sweet spot in the middle.
Legislators have written bills to promote renewable energy development without threatening the country's richest soils. One example is the Protecting Future Farmland Act, introduced last September by U.S. Senators Tommy Baldwin and Chuck Grassley, which would facilitate what advocates call a smarter solar build-out. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, cool with a low in the upper 40s. Sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, high to the upper 70s and a touch breezy. Sunshine and a high in the low 80s Wednesday. A chance of showers and storms into Thursday. Right now it's 73.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabe. On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We'll be right back.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. I think you'll change, but there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
Hats off to Larry. That was Del Shannon with his follow-up to his big hit, Runaway. Wonder if that's the same girl he's talking about there. And before that, we opened up the set with What's the Frequency, Kenneth? By R.E.M. It was inspired by a scary incident that happened to Dan Rather back in 1986 when he was assailed by two people who kept repeating, Kenneth, what's the frequency to him? Very scary and very odd. Let us continue now with another L name. Because I needed to fill extra time. But why not? It's a fun song anyway. This is by the group Blessed Union of Souls. It was basically their only big hit. And it is so, so dated, but fun. So here they are with Hey Leonardo, She Likes Me For Me.
She don't care about my car. And she don't care about my money. That's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me. Not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears. But what she sees are my faults and indecisions, my insecure conditions, and the tears upon the pillow that I shed. She don't care about my big screen, my collection of DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. If she really wants to go, I think deep down she knows that all she has to say is when. She likes me for me, not because I hang with Leonardo or that guy who played in Fargo. I think his name is Steve. She's the one for me, and I just can't live without her. My arms belong around her, and I'm so glad I found her once again. And I'm so glad I found her once again. Yeah, I'm so glad I found her once again.
She likes me for me, not because I sing like Pavarotti or because I'm such a hottie. I like her for her, not because she's fat like Cindy Crawford. She has got so much to offer. Why does she waste all her time with me? There must be something there that I don't see. I don't see. She likes me for me.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CB.